This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
Peter Rosenberg!
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
I'm one of the greatest broadcasters on planet Earth.
And I know that's hearsay here. It's
not hearsay, it's not heresy. Hearsay.
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to ENN on this, a lovely Thursday evening in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut. I'd like to start off by saying good evening to Michael.
Shut up, Don.
Then I'd like to say good evening to Don.
You are a rube today, aren't you?
Then I'd like to say good evening to Peter. I can't stop thinking about the rats. Hi, guys.
Hello.
How's everyone doing today?
Good. You know, it has an autumnal feel in the air today.
I know. It's almost strange because we know it's not there yet, but I got to tell you, when you look around this weekend, it's pretty autumnal.
Feels like October baseball, Don.
Really does. You know what it feels like, Don? September football.
Well, what it felt like, considering the interview we did with Ross Greenberg, it feels a lot like it did on 9/11.
It did.
Because that was like a top 10 day, like a cloud in the sky, beautiful weather. That's what we have today.
That was the one thing everyone noticed about that day, right? Just a perfect start to the day. Yeah, we are going to be looking forward to that documentary a week from Saturday on HBO Max. If you missed our interview with Ross Greenberg, go check it out on our podcast. Well, let's start with the Jets. Let's start with the Jets and Robert Saleh. Coach talking about the moments where he realizes Wilson is the guy.
I think he did it. It started in rookie minicamp and then OTAs. He always makes a throw or two in every practice where it's like, okay. But I've said it a million times, his most impressive moments are off the field when he's in those meeting rooms and the questions he asks and how he goes through walkthroughs. So for him, he does make those wild throws and all that, but that's not even close to what we think makes him special.
Now, today we learned that the Jets are taking a look at Reuben Foster. You may go, Reuben Foster, that's a familiar name. Oh, yeah, sure is. Reuben Foster had his share of problems in his personal life as a part of the 49ers. He played in 10 games with the Niners in 2017. In 2018, he was suspended for 2 games for violating the personal conduct policy. He'd been arrested in January and February of that year, and then he was released by the Niners after a domestic violence arrest, his third of the year. This is a few years ago. But Kyle Shanahan at that point said he was hard to trust. The Jets are interested in taking a look. Here's Saleh on how high his interest is in Reuben Foster.
Obviously, I know Reuben, and bringing him out here for a workout is exactly what it is. It's a workout, and the level of interest will be judged on based on that workout. But it's not, and it's nothing more, nothing less.
Yeah.
And one more.
They're running
here.
A Planet Fitness now.
One more look here. Robert Saleh, any concern with Foster's off-field issues?
Like I said, I know him personally, and I can assure you that we would never bring somebody to this organization who we didn't think would represent it the right way.
So was that what he felt after the first domestic violence, or the second, or the third? So now he's okay?
Well, maybe, but hold on. We always do say people get a second opportunity, right? I mean, this
how about
was,
four?
Well, that was all at one time, though. That was 3 years ago. Maybe he's done a lot of work since then.
Well, it sounds like he has a personal relationship with him and is going to give him a chance to work out. But it didn't sound was not a ringing endorsement that he's going to make the team.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Let's hear from Saquon Barkley.
Ooh.
He took some hits in practice this week, and he was asked if he feels like his old self.
I guess I feel good. Taking one day at a time.
just, you know, I'm not even trying to think about, do I look like my old self? I'm a very confident player. I know whenever I'm able to get back out there, even if it don't, you know, maybe it might be one quarter, maybe it might be one play, wherever the opportunity is, when I'm back out there, I know I'm going to be able to go out there and be who I am and play how I am. So right now I'm not focusing on if I'm making cuts and saying, oh, is that how I was before? I'm focusing on getting football shape and just living in the moment, enjoying the moment, and playing football.
Now, for a second, Don, for 1 second, have you ever thought that Barkley wasn't going to play in the first game?
Nope.
I mean, they make this out to be, oh, he might, maybe he'll play in game two. If he's healthy, how is it possible that not going to play him in the first game? I don't believe it. I think it's all a ruse.
Yeah, keep the Broncos guessing. But I would be shocked if he didn't play. What I'm curious is how close to 100% will he be?
But I think he'll be close to 100% if they play him.
Yeah, me too. I mean, unless this is different than every other version of this injury, he should be good to go. I'm with Michael on this. Seems like this has been like just an endless game. What a wicked game to play.
Doesn't he sound like somebody that's really like being very careful with what he says?
Yes.
No, I'm going to tell you.
Because he can't be honest.
I'm going to tell you what Saquon sounds like. You want to know what he sounds like?
Yep.
A great guy.
Oh, that's never been in question.
I think if I found out Saquon was a bad guy, it would be the biggest surprise. It would be up there with if Don showed up to RJ's wedding, got wasted, and made out with Jody.
Put the acid down.
That's how big a surprise it would be.
You want that to happen so badly, don't you?
Michael K., I hope you drown tonight.
First of all, that's not going to happen.
Right. It's unlikely.
Because listen to what he's saying. I would be making out with Jody, which means that she'd be making out
with me. Well, she complimented the hair that night, Don.
That would never happen. She did love the hair.
She loved the hair.
You two, I think, really the only ones not on board.
You know what? Let's be honest. Let's just open this up fully. I don't think I've ever asked. Andrew, how do you feel about Don's hair? You saw it in person the other day.
I don't love it. I'm sorry, Don.
That's fine.
It's just my opinion.
I'm not doing it for
sloppy.
You.
Sloppy. Very sloppy. Who are you doing it for? That's what I don't get. Who are you doing it for? You can't be doing it for Nancy.
Maybe he's doing it for Jody. That's my point.
Why can't I do it for me? Why does everything that's done have to be done for other people?
You don't look. You don't see yourself from the back.
Excuse
me? So how are you doing it for you?
I enjoy.
Yeah, because in the front you look the same.
You're offending all your friends.
Does it's
Grossa
dangling.
Like it?
Well, I love
Grossa
it.
Grossa like it.
Yeah, what does Grossa say?
Because he's tightly shorn.
Never asked him. Never asked Dan.
Never asked him.
Because it doesn't matter what he thinks. Not doing it for him either.
Really? It doesn't matter what Dan thinks? Now, that's a lie.
About my appearance? No.
About anything.
If it's about, you know,
you ask
work
Dan's advice
or,
on anything.
You know, some sort of a personal dilemma.
This is a personal dilemma. Look, he keeps, look, he plays with the back of his hair like Jennifer Aniston during Friends. It's amazing.
How'd it work out for her?
Excuse me?
How'd it work out for her?
Well, she didn't have a goatee like you, so it's a little different.
Well, and her hair was long. She could, like...
And lustrous.
It's long and lustrous.
And golden.
Like, your hair is really long, but it's still not long. Don, Michael, you hear what I'm saying?
No.
He's tightly shorn.
It's really long for a man. But you still wouldn't describe Don as having long hair. It's like he has a mom cut. But like an 80s mom cut.
People have complimented me.
Who? I'm going to need names.
At the softball, people were like, nice flow. I got a lot of compliments at the beach
buddy,
bash.
When they say nice flow, they're mocking you.
They're talking about something else.
I don't think people would mock me. This was at the beach bash. They liked it. But again, it's that doesn't influence me either.
Right.
Positive, negative, it's not for them, it's for me. I enjoy having long hair, and it's going to continue to grow forever.
And did you also notice another thing, Peter? I know I know how Don works, because Don works in mysterious ways.
Yep.
He's not cutting Marco's hair either.
Oh, don't do that.
No, that's exactly what he's doing. So they could both have the long flowing hair.
No. First of all, it's not, you know, we're in the middle of a pandemic. I got him a haircut a couple of months ago. And the woman said he looks gorgeous with long hair. I would, you know, obviously you want to cut it. It's healthy to cut it. But she wear it long. He looks great with long hair.
I'm not saying he doesn't look great. He looks great with any kind of hair.
I don't have any influence. You have a sympathetic. You think Nancy lets me influence the kids?
Yeah, he's lucky Nancy lets him talk to the kids.
They're your children, Don. You have every right.
No, but I don't think I'm gonna like fight with her on what she thinks is best for the children as far as their appearance is concerned. I think he looks great with the long hair.
We mentioned the Nets earlier.
Sure. Ronnie Millsap, right, Michael?
We talked about Millsap coming over.
Yeah.
Well, LaMarcus Aldridge has been cleared to play, and the Nets are the favorites to sign him, too. I mean, literally, they're just going to be a team full of all-stars, at least at some point all-stars.
Well, a friend of mine just texted me and said that Don's hair makes him look like Honey Boo Boo's mom.
Oh, my God.
That's somebody
God.
That, first of all, would never say that to my face because they get punched square in the forehead. I don't even care who it is.
I really
don't care. I wish you'd tell me. I would go to them and punch them right
Michael.
In the forehead.
Michael,
that's not right.
This guy
that's not a nice thing to say. And if you're going to own it. If you're going to tell jokes on a show on television and radio in New York City, own it. I want to know who it is, and I want to know now.
He's a doctor. I swear to God, he's a doctor.
So I don't, Michael, I don't know this person.
Yep.
I don't know them.
Yep. You do not. Don doesn't know him either. He's a friend of mine.
Okay.
Don't tell
dear
him.
Dear God, dear Shreya, it'd be so fabulous to
give
drop
me the
you.
Doctor's name. I'll make an appointment. All right? I'll give him my insurance information. I will sit in the waiting room.
Wait,
all right? I'll get weighed. I'll get my blood pressure taken. I will go wait in the office in my skivvies with the robe that opens in the back. I will sit there. I'll get examined and then punch him right in the forehead and then walk out.
Michael, all of the insults that we've made about Don's hair, this guy cut him to the core. Honey Boo Boo's mom sent him over the edge.
No, Peter, I don't like, it's not the joke. It's the fact that these people anonymously can just text Michael and think they can get away with it. Own it. I'll make the appointment. I'll get on the phone. I'll wait on hold.
Peter, I'm going to send you a picture that he just sent me of Honey Boo Boo's mom, and I see the resemblance.
All right, I'm going to look
gorgeous.
At that.
Look at this. It's beautiful. Never going to cut, ever. Ever.
So you would give your insurance
and actually
pay for the...
I'm going to be doing Ranger games like the PA announcer in Brooklyn.
You know what's going to happen, though, Peter? He's going to be doing the Rangers. All of a sudden, he's going to walk past Jim Dolan. Dolan's going to tell somebody, have him cut there or he's gone. And Don's going to have a crew cut the next day. Like Sergeant Carter.
You know it.
How much longer do we need to stay on the air in order for Yes to get this picture of Honey Boo Boo's mom on the screen?
Have you seen it, Peter?
Oh, yeah. All right, I'm going to do one more story, right? Can you give me a minute and a half? Anita,
no,
this
is TV.
Anita's going to give us an extra minute.
She will, but we only have 21 seconds on TV.
Oh, no.
Where are the Yankees going to?
There's no Yankees today.
I know, but what is Yes going to?
They've got other programming.
Oh, come on.
They have a schedule to keep. Hold on, we got 10 seconds. Can we get up there?
Come on, Greek.
Come on. This is
be
who Michael...
a Yes.
Oh, well.
Now, to close out here, guys, did you see this story from the U.S. Open about Stefanos Tsitsipas, player? Tsitsipas.
Sounds like a venereal disease.
There it is on the closeout.
There's the picture.
On the way out, there's Don's Honey Boo Boo.
Nothing Honey wrong Boo-boo's with Boo Boo, but it does look like Don's head.
Oh, come on. Right in the forehead.
Anyways, Stefanos Tsitsipas has been earning a reputation that does not make him popular amongst fans. And I got to say, I respect this guy for taking really long bathroom breaks. He got booed.
Don does that. He reads books in there.
I know. Don, this guy's right up after your own heart. He got booed on Wednesday because he took a break that created an 8-minute delay between the end of the third set and the start of the fourth.
Nature calls, man.
I know people came for the guy, including Andy Murray, who played him on Monday, who was offended by it. But, I mean, listen, he says he's not breaking any rules, and I understand. Imagine, what if he's just happened to having a period in his life where his timing's just all wrong? What
sometimes
are you going
to
do?
That happens. I used to have that sometimes during games. Awful.
What would you do?
But if there's a sense of urgency, then it shouldn't take 8 minutes.
But sometimes it's urgency for a long break. Yes, right, you're blowing right through the break, by the way. Yes, you're staying with us.
Okay, that's why they want us to stop. We got to go. That was it. That'll do it for ENN on this Thursday, September 2nd.
All right, for Peter and Donnie Boo Boo, I'm Michael Kay. We'll talk to you tomorrow, too. See you, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Michael Kay Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoons starting at 2 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.